All right, what's going on? I'm back at it. Got another one. I know it's been a minute. Thanks for taking the time to check me out, and hopefully everybody's had a chance to have a good break. But there's something that I've talked about before when it comes to teachers quitting and all these different things. But recently, some teachers have gone to social media to voice their frustrations with children who won't listen and the behavior, the children and also the parents. In this next video that I'm about to show y'all is a ballet teacher where she expresses her frustration with not only the children, but also the parents of these children who, are out of control. So let's get this one loaded up, and I'm going to kind of show y'all what I'm talking about and what she has to say when it comes to these children and the parents. But it's something that I think we need to kind of talk about. So yeah, let's check this one out.
I'm calling out all the parents. If you're a parent and your child is in pre-K to elementary school, elementary school to high school, I'm calling you out. The children today, I have never experienced, and I'm 22. Having to teach and work with you guys as children has been the most traumatic experience of my life. I teach five-year-olds ballet, five-year-old girls ballet. I have a class of 10 students. They don't respect any authority. You ask them, can you stand in your designated spot? They're telling you no and shut up. They're throwing things at each other. They're throwing things at other people, other classmates. You say, can everybody sit in their spot? I don't want to. I'm not doing that. You don't get to tell me what to do. You're not my mom. You confront the parent. The parent tries to argue with you and fuss at you because you tried to reprimand and redirect their kid. I told a young little girl, please sit in your spot. You're not my mom. You don't tell me what to do. Man. Okay. When her mom came to pick her up, I said, hey, your daughter's having a hard time following instructions. And 7 times today, I've had to redirect her to just sit in her spot. Well, clearly she didn't want to sit. And mind you, this is a mom. Clearly she didn't want to fucking sit right there. So, I mean, if she's telling you she don't want to do something, why keep asking her to do it? You know she's not going to do it. What world do we live in? Like, what in you guys' brain as a parent says, my kid not following any directions is a great thing. It's not that serious. And y'all don't have a right to tell her what to do. It's sad. It's sad. It's really, really sad. And another thing that's heart-wrenching is horrifying. It is horrifying. Your five-year-old daughters are asking to listen to Pound Town and Ski Yee. Your five-year-old daughters are asking, can we hear Pound Town? I'm playing them Princess Tiana ballet music.
So, yeah, that's just the wrong answer. I mean, so you hearing what she's telling you or what she's saying, this ballet teacher. And, there's a saying that goes, it takes a village to raise a child, meaning that it takes many people, the village, to provide a safe, healthy environment for children, where children are given the security they need to develop and flourish and to be able to, realize their hopes and dreams. The village includes parents, extended family members, neighbors, and also teachers, right? But I think the problem is that, I don't know, maybe we've become so fragmented as a society to where the village no longer exists. You know what I mean? But yeah, let's continue checking this out.
They are asking me, can we hear Pound? I don't know what to do.
Damn.
I don't know what protected you. And I'm so scared for these little girls today because this is the most insane, insane agenda push I have ever seen in my life. We do freeze dance. You guys' daughters are twerking at five. Where is the parenting? Where is the boundaries? Wow. Where is the help? Y'all are not helping your kids. You're hurting them. You guys are hurting them. I come every day dressed, ready to go, and I'm in school too. I'm in college. I mean, I put bows in my hair. I'm wearing leotards. I'm trying to get them interested in like proper things for their age, and you guys are exposing your kids to this raunchy secular music. Why is you guys' 5-year-old daughter singing Pound Town? And it's just really, 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 it's upsetting. And I feel so bad. And I've watched different techniques. Soft skills, soft parenting, gentle parenting. I'm patient. I don't yell. I'll say, hey, you know, let's regroup. If you guys need 5 minutes, let's do some breathing. Your kids are telling me to shut up. You guys' kids are saying, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. You're not my mom. They're putting their hand, they're hitting each other and hitting other kids. You address the parent. The parents are telling you, you don't tell my daughter what to do. It's not that bad. Well, at least she was in the class. At least it's all these excuses. Y'all come in and you're more worried about what's going on your Instagram and TikTok feed versus being a parent. Be a fucking parent. You guys are horrible fucking parents. Like, I'm sorry to say it, but this generation of not all, but majority that I've dealt with kids that are between the ages of 5 and 4 and 3, you guys don't parent your children at all. They have no basic comprehension skills. Wow. They can't sit still. No attention span. They're hitting people. They can't talk. They can't communicate. They don't even know how to say, like, I want to go to the bathroom. If you ask them a question, they're rude, nasty, horrible attitudes at 5. And they want to hear Pound Town. What?
And... There's no reason for any child, I think, to be listening to Pound Town or twerking, you know what I mean? But like I said, the village no longer exists. If you're old enough to remember, there was a point in time where, you know, you actually knew your neighbors and you knew the teachers in the community, where some of the teachers, you know, your parents had the same teachers, things like that. But if you got into any kind of trouble or did something that you shouldn't have been doing, the neighbors would correct you. The teachers would correct you. And then, of course, you know, your parents would correct you. And as long as it wasn't anything abusive, you know, the parents would be there as kind of like reinforcement for the teacher or the neighbor. But sadly now, you have parents who will confront the teachers or the neighbors about correcting their children, even though their children were the ones in the wrong. You know what I mean? And when that happens, it creates the mindset, you know, in some of these children that they can do and say whatever they want because mommy and daddy are going to take up for them and bail them out whenever they're acting a fool, right? It doesn't teach the kids how to be accountable for their actions and behavior, right? And it is something I think that will eventually carry over into adulthood, right? But yeah, let's see what else she's got to say.
What are you guys doing with your kids? What are you guys literally doing with your kids? Because I have never in my life experienced something so horrible. I literally don't even want to teach ballet to you guys' kids anymore because they are so hard. to work and deal with. And I literally see why the teachers are quitting and your kids are getting expelled and kicked out, because it's no way. It is literally no way that this is happening and you guys don't see any issue with it. I tell you, your kid hit someone and you're saying, well, what the fuck did the little bitch do to my daughter to make her want to hit? Nothing. Literally nothing. Your daughter just decides she wants to put her hands on people and you don't correct her. You're yelling at me, asking me why does she feel like she wants to hit? What parenting is happening? You guys are worried about seafood boils and dates and fucking like partying and being a hot mom. You guys are shitty moms and it needs a change. Stop listening to Sexy Red around your children. Talk to your kid, interact with them, teach them, listen to them, teach them to respect authority. Don't say you don't have to listen to anyone unless they're me. Your kids are so horrible and hard to deal with, and I'm blaming the parents because they have horrible guidance. And it needs to be a change. And I'm asking, can somebody's mom stitch me and say like what the holdup is? What is the issue? Why are you listening to raunchy music around your kids? Why is it that you have to deal with certain people and be rude about it? Why can nobody correct your kid or help them get on a better track? And why do you guys approve and applaud bad behavior?
Right.
Why? Because I'm telling you, all the teachers that are good and have genuine interest in building your kid, I want to help them. I want to help these little girls realize that they are precious, that they have purpose, that they're beautiful, that they're smart and intelligent, and that they can be somebody. Not, I don't want to see little five-year-olds trying to twerk to Pound Town. And you guys think that it's cute. And I'm coming on here because it needs to be a change. So please tell me, as an educator, a teacher, and I'm just a ballet teacher. I'm not a regular trained institutional teacher. I'm teaching five-year-olds ballet, and these are all the problems starting now. And it's no change happening. So what needs to be done and happen to fix this issue? Please, somebody tell me. Somebody make it make sense. Because I'm telling you, I'm this close to quitting and saying I'd never want to work with people's kids again, because this has been the most horrible experience. I've never dealt with an experience like this. Listening to raunchy music around your kids needs to stop. Applauding bad behavior needs to stop. Not giving your kid your attention, but throwing an iPad at them or a tablet because you don't want to parent, needs to stop. I'm coming on here and I'm begging you guys, I'm asking you to really please.
All right, yeah. So, you know, like I was saying, man, you know, going back to where, you know, holding these children, you know, accountable for their actions and behavior. And like I was saying, you know, I think, you know, if you don't, you know, it's something that I think will eventually carry over into adulthood, right? And once they reach adulthood, then it's kind of out of your hands, right? Because you didn't provide them with the proper guidance that they needed and deserve, and the proper guidance that you're responsible for providing as a parent. And with this situation, with the ballet teacher, you know, I don't know if it's a thing where it's like a ballet school where you have to sign your kids up and maybe, I don't know, pay some kind of fee to attend. But my question is, for these parents, why would you put your kid in a certain program if you don't want other adults telling them what to do? You get what I'm saying? You know, and it's about discipline, you know what I mean? But this goes back to what I say all the time, you know, it's just, you know, some people, out here feel that they can, you know, do and say whatever they want without consequence, you know, and that's not the way it works. Whether you pay for something or not, for your child to attend, And I don't know if this ballet teacher, I don't know if she's part of a company or she owns her own company that offers ballet classes. But either way, when your child attends these events, there are reasonable behavior expectations that you as a parent should be going over before your child even steps foot into that class. And of course, the teacher is also going to go over reasonable behavior expectations before they begin their instruction. And if you're a parent and you don't know what that is, which I think should be common sense, but if you don't know, in this day and age of technology, maybe you should look it up and find out what reasonable behavior expectations are, right? And I'll give you a couple of big ones for starters, which are following directions and respecting others and their property. But you have to set clear and reasonable expectations of behavior with your children, you know. So you can't blame the children because they're only going to do what the parents allow them to do. And if they're in class cussing out the teacher, twerking, this isn't something that they just started. It's a learned behavior that usually starts with the parents and things that their children have seen them do and allowed their children to do at home. Right. There's no good explanation that anybody can give for children twerking and listening to Pound Town, you know. So I think what this teacher is saying, I mean, it's hard to argue against, right? You know, she's on point with what she was saying. And I think it all, you know, like I said, it goes back to setting reasonable expectations of behavior. But unfortunately for I don't know why, but you got a bunch of adults out here who have lived their lives and continue to live their lives without any hard consequences, accountability, and boundaries for their behavior, who are having children and passing down the same behaviors and jacked up mindsets to their offspring. But how can this be fixed, right? Because we already know what the problem is, but what's the solution? You know, should we try to find a solution or just kind of chalk it up as a lost cause and just focus on our own children at this point, right? So let me know what y'all think about this one. Does the teacher have a point in what she's saying, or do you feel that she's just overreacting, right? So let me know what y'all think, and I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care. Stay safe. Peace, y'all.